May 15th, 2001. Coming in from the rain, Gillian Sullivan looked as she always had to Arthur Raven, collected and serenely beautiful. She shook out her umbrella in the vast reception area of O'Grady, Steinberg, Marconi, and Horgan, and handed over her slick plastic raincoat. Her short hedgehog hair had wilted a little in the damp air, but she was carefully dressed in a dark tailored suit. Arthur led her to a conference room dominated by a green granite table, veined in white. Through the steel frame windows of the IBM building, the river kindled 36 floors below, was scaled in the dwindling light. Gillian had phoned yesterday, stating without elaboration that there was a matter to discuss, ending the conversation with one more apology for her rudeness the last time they'd met. Arthur had told her the incident was forgotten. He lifted a phone to summon Pamela. In the interval, he asked Gillian if she was working. "I'm selling cosmetics at Morton's. Makeup and clothing were probably the only other subjects I knew well, besides law."
"You were always glamorous," said Arthur.
"I never felt glamorous."
"Oh, you were regal up there. You were, really. I had a crush on you," Arthur offered.
He felt like a schoolboy standing at the corner of the teacher's desk. But his embarrassment actually evoked a passing smile from her. Of course, crush was not quite the right word. Arthur's attractions were seldom that innocuous. His fantasies were vivid, passionate, and utterly consuming. Every 6 months or so, for most of his life, since the age of 12 or 13, he'd fallen desperately for some glorious, unattainable female who lingered in his mind like a mirage. Gillian Sullivan, the courthouse glamour girl, physically striking, intellectually formidable, had been a natural for this role, and he was smitten not long after he had been assigned to her courtroom. Pamela arrived and shook hands quite formally without really managing a smile. Sentencing Rami to death would have been enough to win Gillian a place on Pamela's enemies list, but the young woman had been appalled when Arthur had explained Gillian's circumstances. A judge taking bribes? Observing Pamela's frosty demeanor, Arthur realized that Gillian must have frequently encountered such reactions, especially when she wandered into the sanctuaries of the law. It was brave of her to come. The three sat together at the end of the granite table. Gillian opened the clasp on her handbag. "I have something I think you should see." She held a white business envelope. Even before she slid it toward Arthur, he recognized its markings. In the upper left corner, the return address of the Rudyard Penitentiary was printed, with the inmate's pen number handwritten below. Inside was a letter dated in March of this year, carefully printed by hand on two yellow sheets. As Arthur read, Pamela stood over his shoulder. "Dear Judge, my name is Erno Erdai. I am an inmate at the maximum security facility at Rudyard, doing 10 on an ag battery for shooting a man in self-defense. My outdate is 402, but I don't expect to see it as I've had some cancer and am not in the best of health. You probably wouldn't remember, but I used to be Associate Chief of Security at TN Air in charge of Dusable Field and came into your courtroom a couple of times when we filed complaints about stuff at the airport, mostly unruly passengers. Why I am writing is because I have some information concerning a case that was before you where you sentenced a man to death. He is on the condemned unit down here and is actually the next one scheduled to take the walk. So this is kind of urgent because I expect what I have to say will make a big difference in whether that happens. This is not the kind of thing I want to talk to just anybody about, and frankly, I'm having a hell of a time getting the right people to pay any attention. A couple of years back, I wrote to the detective on the case, Larry Sturcek, but he's not interested in me now that I can't do him any good. I also wrote to the state defender's office, but those people don't answer their clients' letters, let alone from some con they never heard of. If you hadn't have had your problem, I probably would have contacted you a while ago. I heard you were out, and from my way of thinking, I'm probably happier to talk to you now. Cons don't judge. I'm hoping you're willing to take the trouble to straighten out something where you didn't have all the right information.
The mail I send from here gets screened. You probably know that yourself. So I'd rather not put any more in writing. You can never tell how people around here are going to react to stuff. It's a distance, but you should come down to hear this yourself. If you look me in the eye, you'll know I'm not fooling around. Very truly yours, Erno Erdai.